Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, just a few days in front of the 2014 NFL Draft. We have a lot to get to. Here's question number one. It comes from John in Annapolis, Maryland. If C.J. Mosley, Khalil Mack, and Mike Evans are all still on the board when we select number 8, who would you select? Well, the Vikings would be in a no-lose situation if this was the case. As for who I would select if I'm calling the shots, and Vikings fans should be lucky I'm not calling the shots, but I would take Khalil Mack. I think he's a three-down linebacker. I think he can play 60 snaps a game. He's great rushing the passer. He's good against the run, and he can cover some of those athletic field-stretching tight ends that the NFL has and that exist in our division. So you can't go wrong in this scenario, but I would take Mack. Our next question comes from Ian in Strasburg, Virginia. I feel we should use the number 8 pick on Justin Gilbert. He is an aggressive corner with agility and speed. What do you think? Well, I agree with Ian. Gilbert does have agility and speed, and he is aggressive. He's also an elite punt and kick returner. At least he was at Oklahoma State, so you have to factor that in as well. If you draft him here in Minnesota, he competes with Marcus Sherrills and Cordarrelle Patterson for reps at returner. But there are other corners to like early in the first round of this draft as well. How about Darquez Dennard from Michigan State? He's really good playing in the slot, and he's really good against the run as well as the pass. And you have Kyle Fuller from Virginia Tech. I think he has good all-around game. He's smart and competitive and instinctive. So you can't go wrong with any of those three corners. But Ian's guy, Justin Gilbert, he's pretty good. Our next question comes from Chris in Salt Lake City. Are you surprised with the Aaron Donald talk? Seems odd to spend a first-round pick two straight years on the same position. If you don't know who Aaron Donald is, he's a defensive tackle from Pittsburgh. The University of Pittsburgh was dominant at this year's Senior Bowl and was one of the best defensive linemen in all of college football last season. No, I would not be surprised if the Vikings wound up with him. I know they just spent in free agency on a defensive tackle with Linval Joseph, and I know Sharif Floyd was a first-round defensive tackle last year, but we have Mike Zimmer, defensive-minded head coach. He knows the importance of being stout up front, and the Vikings' defensive line would be stouter if they added Aaron Donald. Our next question comes from Andrew in Duluth. Do you think it was a mistake for the NFL to push the draft back by 2 weeks? Some people may be getting bored with all the draft steam and the draft hype and the mock drafts, but I love it. There are 7 rounds to the draft. We have 8 picks, so if you center your focus beyond just number 8, there's a lot to talk about. So I like the 2 extra weeks leading up to the draft. I think it adds to the buildup and to the drama, and now I'm even more excited for Thursday. Our next question comes from Robbie in Minnetonka, Minnesota. If Sammy Watkins or Mike Evans fell to us at number 8, do you think the Vikings would trade back? What teams do you think would be interested in trading with us? Well, we have Rick Spielman. He's always up for trading back and accumulating more picks. So if the 2 best wide receivers are both on the board at number 8 when the Vikings are on the clock, yes, trading back is going to be a distinct possibility. As for in the immediate vicinity of the Vikings, you have the Buffalo Bills at number 9. They may be willing to move up one spot to get their guy in front of other teams who are also trying to trade up. Those other teams could be the Detroit Lions at number 10. You have the St. Louis Rams at number 13. And how about the Pittsburgh Steelers in the mid-teens? They could be looking to add to Ben Roethlisberger's arsenal and make that offense more explosive. Our last question comes from Don in Oregon. With the extra voluntary minicamp last week, any comment or standouts or players who are beginning to thrive in the new systems? Yeah, I'll give you one on each side of the ball. On offense, I thought the wide receiver group as a whole looked really good. Norv Turner is known for explosive, productive offenses. I think the Vikings wide receivers are going to be productive and explosive in this offense. So I thought they looked really good, and a sleeper to watch in that group is Adam Thielen, who made our team last year as a practice squad member out of Minnesota State Mankato. On defense, I think Harrison Smith is really going to thrive in the Vikings' new defense with Mike Zimmer calling the shots and with George Edwards as the coordinator. He's back from his injury. He looks good and he looks fast. Chad Greenway looks good on the second level at linebackers, but Harrison Smith is a guy to watch in 2014. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but the NFL draft is coming up and our coverage of the draft is coming up, so we hope you enjoy all the festivities. Stay tuned to Vikings.com. You're going to hear from Mike Zimmer, from Rick Spielman, and from the players we draft. We hope you enjoy it, and then next week we'll be back with another edition of the Pick 6. Send your questions in to the address at the bottom of this screen, and we'll see you next week.